Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Three, two, one.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. It is Sunday morning. It is week 12. Can hardly believe it. Hope you guys all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll be diving into the Sunday slate, but before we do that, it's time to look back at the trio of games we got on Thanksgiving Day. It wasn't just Thursday night football, it was Thursday day football as well. We got three big games on Thanksgiving Day. First up, the Green Bay Packers traveled to battle the Detroit Lions, and most people thought this was going to be kind of a lopsided affair, and it was just not the way we expected. Green Bay came out hard, built a huge lead at the half. Detroit chipped away some, but the Packers still won 29-22. Washington visited the Dallas Cowboys. That also was a blowout. It was 23-10 going into the fourth quarter, but the Cowboys just really put it away from there, won 45-10. They are now 8-3 on the season. What looked like the best matchup on paper was the San Francisco 49ers at the Seattle Seahawks. Of course, Ken Walker was out. San Francisco really dominated the whole way, winning 31-13. We also got the NFL's first ever Black Friday game this week. The Miami Dolphins traveled in to play the New York Jets. The Jets made a change to Tim Boyle at quarterback. You know what? It didn't do much for them. A 34-13 victory for Miami. Those are the games we've seen. Now it's time to get a look at the games we're going to get on this Sunday. So I'm going to start with my games of the week. There are not as many 11 a.m. or 1 p.m. Eastern starts this week, but there are some really intriguing matchups. Most intriguing for me is the the Jacksonville Jaguars at 7-3 at the 6-4 Houston Texans. The Texans beat the Jaguars earlier this season in week two. They're only a game back. If they get a win, both these teams would be tied atop the AFC South, and the Texans would have the tiebreaker. Very interesting matchup. I like the Texans. I like the energy they're bringing. DeMeco Ryans has his team playing hard. Really like CJ Stroud, Tank Dell matchup. The Jaguars were kind of a Cinderella story last year. They've been okay this year, but not exactly dominant. We'll be curious to see if they can do better. Next up, the afternoon window matchup that I like is the 5-5 Denver Broncos hosting the 7-3 Cleveland Browns. Dorian Thompson-Robinson getting his second straight start. Got a victory for Cleveland at home, 13-10 against Pittsburgh last week. The Broncos have won four games in a row to get back to 500. They need to keep winning if they want to climb into the playoff picture. The Browns, meanwhile, trying to hold on to that wild card berth. Some banged up secondary members for the Browns give the Broncos a little bit of a chance. I am excited for this one. Sunday night football, we get the 8-3 Baltimore Ravens, last game before their bye week. They are still atop the AFC North. It's a kind of a tight race, but they have looked like one of the better teams in the AFC. In fact, they sit as the number one seed right now. Los Angeles Chargers, meanwhile, are 4-6, quickly fading from the playoff picture. Can the Chargers get a much-needed win, or will the Ravens move to 9 wins and keep trucking toward the postseason? Monday Night Football, the Vikings, tough loss last week on Sunday night in Denver, but they are still 6-5 and cresting toward a playoff berth, 3-8 for the Chicago Bears. Both these teams meeting on Monday Night Football should be an intriguing matchup for both. They both have a lot to play for, as they will be on bye next week. Some of the teams with later byes Obviously, in the NFL, we have six teams on the bye next week. No teams were on the bye this week. And a lot of them have tough games this week, and that includes the Ravens, the Buffalo Bills, and the Minnesota Vikings, all trying to get off on a good foot. But that brings us to the end of Games of the Week. Now it's time to look at some of the plays that I like this week. I finished my sit start column a little bit before Thanksgiving, and all my sits actually ended up being plays on Thanksgiving Day itself, or on Black Friday. So this week, I'm just going to go through my sits or my starts. These are all guys I'm bullish to start today for week 12. My start at quarterback is Lamar Jackson. He is having a heck of a season. You might be tempted to think that the Chargers are going to try to get their defense together, but it just hasn't really been that great. I also get it that you might be a little nervous now that Mark Andrews is out probably for the season. That's his best receiver and one of the best tight ends in the league. But, you know, Jackson has shown this season he's more than just one receiver. Last week we saw Odell Beckham Jr. and Zay Flowers step up. Both of them are expected to play even though they come into the week on the injury report. Even with Andrews out on, you know, for the week on Thursday night, Jackson finished as QB4 last week. I think he'll be just fine on Sunday night. If you're curious, my quarterback sit recommendation was Geno Smith of the Seattle Seahawks. He is just QB19 on the season. He did not have a great night on Thursday night, so I feel good about that one. My start at running back, Kyren Williams, and this is a little bit of a big...
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Swing, but, you know, Williams coming back from the injury, the time that he spent on IR, supposed to be playing today. And they get the Arizona Cardinals, so it's kind of a plum matchup. Kyren Williams has been strong in practice. He has looked pretty good as he comes back. He did get activated, so that was a little nerve-wracking when I wrote the column. I wasn't 100% sure, but he did get activated, so that is a good sign. And you know what? Before he came out with the injury and went on IR, he was averaging 18.5 points per game. They really need to get a win here against the Cardinals if they want to stay in that race, move to 5-6. So I like Kyren Williams a lot this week. My sit suggestion had been A.J. Dillon of the Packers. He actually had a better game than I expected. We'll see if it shakes out. I think there is a decent chance he ends up in the top 24. He was only averaging 7.7 points per game. But as I said, it was a big day for the Packers. My start at receiver, Tank Dell. You know what? I'm all in on this Houston Texans team. They've been one of the most fun stories in the NFL. It's a huge game for them, as I mentioned, going against Jacksonville. But CJ Stroud, he got the win earlier in the season. And you know what? His top target that day was Tank Dell. And his top target of late has been Tank Dell. He's actually wide receiver 16 on the season. He's really been on the heater, and I don't think that stops this week at home. I like Tank Dell. My sit recommendation had been Terry McLaurin of the Washington Commanders. He's a great talent, but there's just too many kind of other receivers going. He was only wide receiver 23, averaging 12 points per game. He only caught 4 for 58, so he ended up under that. I didn't trust him as a top 24 option, and I'm feeling pretty good about that. My start at tight end, Dalton Kincaid. You know, he has been a big part of what the Bills are doing. He's up to tight end 8 on the season. In the past few weeks, he's been really hot and one of the most stable options in the arsenal for Josh Allen. I just love him as a start this week. My suggestion for sit was Tyler Conklin. The Jets had a pitiful offensive game, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. So it looks like I might have been pretty good on my sits, even though they've all played. I'm hoping that I nail all my starts this week, but that gives you a little bit of the sit starts I'm looking at. Now let's move on to picks against the spread. I was not good, Bob, in week 11, only 5-9. That had me sitting four games below 500. But you know what? The first four games so far have done well. I did pick Detroit -7.5. They obviously lost. But Dallas -10.5. Even though they were big spreads, I went with them. San Francisco -6.5 and the Dolphins -9.5. Those all three hit. So I'm currently sitting at 83-85 on the season. Going into today's games, I have the New Orleans Saints +1.5. I think they get the win over the Falcons in Atlanta. Pittsburgh Steelers going to play Jake Browning and the Cincinnati Bengals. I took the Steelers -1.5. New offensive coordinator there, hoping to see a little bit of an offensive spark. Carolina Panthers at the Tennessee Titans. Not an incredibly appealing game. I took the Titans -3.5. Then we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Indianapolis Colts. I took the Colts -2.5, although I wouldn't be shocked if Tampa Bay is able to somehow pull this one out. Another kind of desperation game, New England Patriots at the New York Giants. I took the Patriots -2.5. Game of the morning, Jacksonville Jaguars at the Houston Texans. The Jaguars are actually -0.5, which is pretty close to a pick 'em. I took the Houston Texans. I actually think they get the win, and this could be a big one. Big game for me personally, Cleveland Browns at the Denver Broncos. I took the Broncos -2.5. I need them to get that fifth straight win and keep on rolling, and you know what? I think that they can do it. Then the Los Angeles Rams at the Arizona Cardinals. Rams are -0.5. I think they get the victory. Then we have the Kansas City Chiefs at the Las Vegas Raiders. It's a huge spread, -9.5. I think the Chiefs will win, but I took the Raiders +9.5. The Chiefs offense hasn't been as dominant of late. Buffalo Bills at the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Eagles will get the straight up victory, but I took the Bills +3.5. I think it's going to be a tight game. Sunday Night Football, Baltimore Ravens at the Los Angeles Chargers. I took the Ravens -4.5. I just don't believe in this Chargers team. Chicago Bears at the Minnesota Vikings. I think the Vikings get the win, but I think it'll probably be like a field goal victory. So I took the Bears +3.5. So that is the picks against the spread. That kind of wraps up this football portion of week 12. Not as many games on Sunday, Monday, because we've already had four games play, but should be some interesting matchups. Before we get out of here, I'm going to touch on movie. Couple big theatrical releases this week. Probably the biggest of them was Napoleon from Ridley Scott, the biopic on the French emperor. Eric and I will be taking a look at that tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern on This Week at the Movies. So if you want to hear more of my thoughts, go ahead and jump in on that. Wasn't a movie I loved. The other big release was Wish, the animated film from Disney. I know a lot of people didn't care for it. I loved it. I thought the characters were fun. I thought the music was fun. I thought the story was inspiring. It's one of my favorite animated films of the year. Great watch with families, so that is definitely worth checking out. It is screener season, so I've been pouring over a bunch of screeners that have come. I'll have a lot more thoughts on movies in upcoming weeks, but that'll do it for now. Hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday, and enjoy week 12 from the NFL.